Mother Nature and the World Series. That story next on This Land of Ours. San Francisco and Kansas City are in the World Series this year, which means, unlike the Super Bowl, that's where the games will be played. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says that also means sometimes cold temperatures, rain, and even snow. The coldest World Series game was 1997 in Cleveland against Miami.
The theory about bats going cold in cold weather certainly did not hold that game because the final score was 14-11.
In the 1979 series, Baltimore against the Pittsburgh Pirates, there was snow. But in 2008, a major thunderstorm stopped Game 6 in Tampa Bay with the Phillies with the score tied. And Rippey says it was unprecedented.
And then with nobody really sure what was going to happen, the commissioner's office ruled that the game would be resumed from the point of the suspension. And so then 2 days later, after the rain fell through the following day, the game was resumed from that point on October 29th, and Philadelphia went on to win the game and the World Series.
With some games to be played in San Francisco this year, hopefully there will not be a repeat of 25 years ago.
Candlestick Park, Game 3 of the 1989 World Series, the Oakland Athletics against the San Francisco Giants.
So the Oakland A's take.
I'll tell you what, we're having an earthquake.
A 6.9 earthquake that caused a 10-day delay in the series. I'm Cindy Zimmerman, Southeast AgNet.